and it's Monday, so that means vintage for On the Fly. And Jay Mancini, we're down just south of the Vintage Red Barn, near the Vintage Hangar, in what is known as the Interview Circle. Here in Vintage, there's so some grandstands and a very nice area here with three very special airplanes every day on display. And please come down and check it out. If you can get down to the south end, you will really enjoy yourself down here and allow yourself at least a couple of hours to hang out in Vintage, because there's a lot to see and do. A lot of they have ice cream socials. They have all kinds of things happening. They have a type club tent and workshops and all kinds of things. So head down to Vintage and check it all out. They also have, which we're going to talk about right now, a very cool program called the Vintage Youth Ambassadors. And I have the chairman and the vice chairman with me now. We have Dylan Barron and Charlie Waterhouse. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Pretty good.
Tell our listeners, what is the Vintage Youth Ambassador Program?
Okay, so the Vintage Youth Ambassador Program was started up probably about 2 years. This is our second year really going, being an organization. And what we're really here is it's a group of really diverse and experienced individuals that are all young. And we're here to, one, share a story, but two, we're really trying to help motivate and really encourage a lot of other kids and youth to get out there and experience aviation. Where do you go? What's the next step? What are some weird ways to get into it? It's not just written in a book how to do it.
And this
you
is
gotta be creative.
This is a challenge, especially since a lot of airports really don't have a vintage community. And when kids nowadays think about going into aviation for whatever avenue they want to do, whether it be an airline pilot, a corporate pilot, a crop duster, no matter what, that avenue of the vintage side has kind of gone away in a lot of areas. You know, most flight schools are using very modern airplanes with, you know, Garmin screens and, you know, nothing close to what you have in the vintage circle. So typically, how is it that a younger person gets involved in vintage aviation? It's really on a local level, right? Or in the family.
Absolutely, yes. Very popular that way.
And so your program is trying to extend that. And if your dad didn't, or your uncle or your grandpa didn't happen to be a vintage guy, you're reaching out to younger people who may view their only options as flying, you know, G1000 Cessnas or something. So tell us how you're doing that. What are you doing to bring them on board?
Well, again, like we said, all of our experiences in getting into aviation is different between each of us. So we had to get creative. And like I said, we're trying to help them relate to maybe our experiences and how to get out to the airports. Just there's a lot of people out there and a lot of ways to get into vintage aviation, but you got to go to your airports. You got to really get your foot in the door. So that's kind of what we're here to share and try to network everybody. We're trying to work on getting people to really stand up, talk to us, ask questions, and get going that way.
And how are you doing that?
Like I said, this is only a second year, but we're doing a forum here Wednesday at 9 a.m., so we encourage you to join. We're working on websites, we're working on a Facebook page, and that's a way for them to get in touch with us. If we've got shirts, come around. If you see us, say hi, ask questions. We're really excited to help.
Okay, let's get specific. What kind of vintage airplanes do you fly?
I fly anything from the Cessna 170, Cessna 195, Beech-18, AT-6, anything, you know.
Yeah, some of those are pretty sophisticated airplanes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. How about yourself, Charlie?
152, 170, pretty much it.
So the 170 is your vintage airplane, pretty much.
Yeah, definitely.
The tailwheel airplane. Take that mic back there. What's your name, sir, and what do you fly?
My name is Tanner Princell, and I go to school at Purdue, and I fly the Cessna 172 and a Cirrus SR-20.
And what are you going to do to get in a vintage airplane?
To get into the vintage, I think I'm just going to hang out with these guys some more.
There you go. See, that's an ambassador program. I love it. How about this next gentleman here?
I'm Max Wenglars. I fly a Waco UPF 7. I own a Waco UPF 7 and a cabin Waco.
You own, or your dad owns?
My dad owns the UPF 7. I own the cabin Waco.
That's very cool. Which model of cabin Waco do you
have? I got a VKS 7.
Very nice. Very nice.
I work on sheet metal parts for all these antique airplanes, and that's how I got into vintage.
And how old are you?
I'm 14.
Wow.
I started when I was 4 years old.
That is very cool. And next to you, sir?
Kimball Blake. I actually don't have my pilot's license yet. I'm waiting until I get out of college. Then when I have all the free time, I'll actually spend all the time to get everything all ready. But actually, my dad started coming here when it was in Rockford, and he's been coming with his dad. So when I was born, I came up with my dad. So I've been coming here for 19 years, and I'm 19 years old. So I've been volunteering for 19 years straight now.
Very, very cool. And Sam, your brother is the vice chairman. Yes. And I assume that you guys are from a flying family. No?
Not really, no. My brother was the first one who really got involved. And
so your brother got involved, and then he brought you in.
Yeah.
That's a very cool
so
thing.
So it's kind of nice getting to go fly with him, and he's probably, he's like encouraged me to start, you know, getting into it heavily.
And how old are you?
18.
Wow, that's great. So this program is going forward, and Dave, you started this program. Just really quickly, tell us why Vintage started this program.
Vintage started this program because everyone in aviation knows that we need to attract and involve young people. So what we're trying to do is have a network of information for people all around the country who have youth programs and share with them, and that's specifically how we're going to do it. And as Dylan said, through all kinds of media and so forth.
Outreach things.
Right.
Yeah. And we missed one over here. Here's Luke Leschendro. Luke from Hartford, Wisconsin, right?
Beaver Dam.
Okay. And what do you fly, Luke?
I fly anything from a Cub to a Fairchild 24.
And how old are you now?
I'm 18.
You're 18. So we got a bunch of 18-year-olds and a 14-year-old. And now we've got this gal here. We're going to put you on the spot. Come out here in the center. And tell us your name.
I'm Sierra Lund.
Sierra, tell us about your experience with Vintage airplanes.
I got a 140 as a graduation present from my dad. And then
a Cessna 140.
A Cessna 140, yeah.
What year?
1946.
Very cool.
And I love it. We flew it up here this year.
Now, you had an airplane before this, right?
Yeah. I trained in a 150, but that's not with us anymore, and also a Citabria. So,
the 150, you were soloing that airplane, is that right?
Yeah.
And something bad happened that brought your training out. And good things, right?
Yeah, I was on my solo cross country, and I had just taken off. My engine quit on me.
And you were 16?
17.
17, okay. So you landed in a field or a golf course?
I landed on the fairway, like right off the lake. Okay. Like right off the runway.
So what do you think of the Youth Ambassador Program?
I think it's awesome.
Would you like to be in it?
Yeah.
Dylan?
Without further ado, everybody, I want to welcome the newest youth ambassador is Sierra. And we actually have a shirt for her. Give her a round of a hand.
Very cool. So another youth ambassador. That's awesome. Well, I'm excited where that program's going. And thanks to Vintage, the Vintage board, for creating the program. And because all these old airplanes are going to need a caretaker when us old guys go away. So you guys are, and girls, are the future of all these Vintage airplanes you see out here. So it's an amazing thing that you're doing. It really is. And we definitely want to recognize you for that. So tell me a little bit about where, Dylan, tell me about what you're, after AirVenture is over this week and you go home, what will you do to specifically to respond to the demand for the Vintage Youth Ambassador Program?
What we're doing is, especially at our forum on Wednesday, is we'll be gathering a lot of information from people and encouraging them to get a hold of us. And we're all going to be in contact with each other. We're really getting this spun up with everything going. So we'll be able to answer their questions, really get more of an organization together. And like I said, you know, it's just networking. That's what we're working on. Got a lot of big plans behind the scenes going on. And
so
moving forward.
You guys are pretty much college age, most of you. You are aware of the things that are going on here at AirVenture for college kids and people your age. And that seems like a great place to wear your shirts, get out, and let all these college kids that might be going to Emory-Riddle or Purdue or UND or any of the other schools know. There is a Vintage organization, and that's a great place to network, right? So that's
Absolutely.
Today at what time? 5 o'clock? There's a it's a meet and greet at 5 o'clock today over at Gateway Park. So any college kids, aviation students, high school, what it doesn't matter, youth, head on over to Aviation Gateway Park this afternoon at 5 o'clock. I think this is from it starts at five or five thirty. And you guys are all going to be gathering there. And then on Friday, you have a social, right?
Right.
You have a youth social, which is another, once again, it's a college. And EA is throwing, or I think the schools are throwing you a party. So great place for the Vintage Youth Ambassadors to get out, meet and greet, and get some contacts for promoting this program, which is wonderful. All right, guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Congratulations, Sierra, to you, the latest greatest Vintage Youth Ambassador, and a good story that you have, and it sounds like you did a really good job with your airplane. Congratulations on your Cessna 140. That's awesome. Jaymont G down at Vintage. We're going to take a break, and we'll come right back with some exciting stuff on the World War I reenactment. You're listening to EAA Radio.